Okay.
So
And
last night seems that Rebbe gave in a little bit to the boys, to the to the shir, that it's not a deraisa versus the rabbanon. It's rabbanon, but the rabbanon is protecting a deraisa.
why I think it's not as drabanan. What does that mean?
At the end of the shir, there was a different reading of the rush.
I don't know. The rabbanan are protecting the deraisa. What does that mean?
I thought that was the approach.
I mean, if it's
Yeah.
kiryat today, the rush says it's biyadayim. I assuming that's the deraisa. I mean, they're the gra. And Ayis Ches, that it's if you do that, it's Hezek Deraisa. But the Harchaka is you shouldn't come to a Hezek Deraisa.
Okay.
That's why, is that what you mean? Mean,
Right. That's what I meant.
okay.
Yeah.
But the actual Hezek, if you went to the Harchaka, could be a Deraisa. Okay, it is
Correct.
true that.
Yeah.
I do want to take a drop back from yesterday. In other words, what we were saying yesterday was a little radical, that we're making this gigantic machlokes that the gra in the rush and the tshuvas is saying that all Baba Basra is giri delay is deraisa hezek, and the Tosfos HaRash is saying that it's a takandra. So that Hillel showed this other sif in the Lamed Gimel. So over there, I mean, I didn't read it yesterday, but I read it today. I mean, the guy showed me also and shared today that the Nesiva says that there are two gira delays. He brings Bikias from Shas. There's gira delay that's real gira delay biadayim, and there's gira delay that's grama gira delay. So, that's what he says. So it could be that we don't have to make it a such a gigantic machlokes. We can just make it a machlokes over here. In other words, everybody agrees that some of the cases of gira delay are mamish deraisa, because it's biyadayim mamish. And everybody agrees that there are certain cases of gira delay which are drabanan, because they are a grama of giri delay. In that Siman Lamed Gimel, I don't know if the case over there was, they were arguing about that particular case, which category it fits into. And it could be that in our case of digging a bore, also there's a, it's a machlokes with what case of giri delay that fits into. But not, you don't have to say that it's a universal machlokes in Gan's Baba Basra, and in every and all, that's a little extreme. That there is having a gigantic machlokes in every single sugya. We could just limit it, because and I don't know if you people have, but the Nesivos in Kuf Nun Hey Yud Zayin, he says.
I ain't well,
It says in Kuf Nun Zayin, the Nesivos Yud Zayin, in the Biurim, he says, "B'nefes kavase is grama giri, kodesh charifes, and rechayim is real giri delay." So he makes basically two types of giris. He says there's some giris that are grama, and some giris that are real. There's a grama of a giri and there's a real giri. They're both giri, but one's a grammatical giri and one's a more direct giri. So we could just say that that's the machlekas, just limit it, makes it much more limiting and much nicer. That they're arguing, and by when you're chay for a boar, the Gemara says, Komara Mara Rafilei Are, is that a real giri or is that a grammatical giri?
Is that the lashon of lohavik kulihai hazeka? That means it's not a biyadayim, it's more of
No,
a grama.
not saying that. No. Kulei is taking because only 5 cents. And we explained the Havana. We said, so what if it's only 5 cents? You're not out to be mazik someone 5 cents. So we said, because since it's not a real deraisa, dika hezek, So therefore, the Rabbanan, and it's only the Rabbanan are being makpid, so Rabbanan are allowed to be mevatar in 5 cents. Now, the reason why it's a Rabbanan to get hezek is because it's only a grama de gagiri. But we said yesterday, the reason why it's a Rabbanan to get hezek, because all giri is Rabbanan. So I'm just qualifying it, that we don't have to say that all giri is Rabbanan. We can just say that this particular giri is Rabban. But since it's Rabbanan, so when it's only 5 cents, they weren't makbid. That's shot in the rush.
If it's grama, it's potter completely.
No, we were saying yesterday that Pshayan, the Shuvas, and the Taivas of Rosh is as Midrabanan. Rabbanan made it because Rabbanan made a Takana. Because for Shechen and whatever. So even if it's grama, they could have made a Takana here. We just want to figure out why it's not Daraisa. That it's Chayiv, there's no problem. It's a Takana Derabanan. There's plenty of room for a Derabanan. The question is, the Rosh and the Tshuva said it's Daraisa because it's Biadayim. And the Gra in Sifkat and Ches said it's Daraisa. So we were trying to figure out how did the Taisus or Rosh get out of Daraisa and get into a Derabanan realm. So yesterday we were saying, because he says every single case of Giri delay is not Biadayim Mamish. Okay, that's somewhat radical because that's making this gigantic machlokes between the Taisus Arush and the Rush and the Piskim and the Gra, etc. So I'm just saying minimizing it in light of this Nesivis, that we don't have to say that the Taivis HaRosh holds that every single case of Giri delay is only Midrabanan. You can say there are some cases of Giri delay that are only Midrabanan, because some cases of Giri delay are what the Nesivis says. There's Grama Dika Giri delay. So the Grama Dika Giri delay is our Midrabanan. You still need Giri delay, because without Giri delay, even Midrabanan would be Mechai of you. But it's for it only a Derabanan because there's a Grama Dika Giri delay. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the Taivis HaRosh has to hold that every single case in the entire Mesechta is Derabanan. You know, it's definitely arguing with the Tshuvas HaRosh, because the Tshuvas HaRosh mentioned this case too. He mentioned the case of softening the ground. So we're still making a machlekes between the Rosh and the Rosh. But it's a much, much smaller machlaikas. We're just saying that they're arguing by the case of swapping the ground by digging a bore, where it's called Mara Mara, is Giri delay. Is that direct Giri delay or more of a Grama Dika Giri delay?
And which shita does the Rashba fall out on?
The Rashba would be saying that it's a Daraisa Dika Giri
delay. Daraisa.
Because the Raj was saying that you pay even for without water. Without water, you pay even a drop. That's how we explain the machloikas between the Rajba and the Rush. In the Taisa, right. Taisa holds that since it's Drabanan, so when there's no water, Drabanan are not going to make a big deal. And there's no concept of paying with the Evan and getting a Shuman, because it's not real hezek. And this idea of going on, if you did it, you have to pay and you get someone to evaluate. It's not a real hezek. You don't have to do it. While the Rajba and the Beis Yosef and the Ramah are all learning that it's a real hezek. And therefore, you have to go ahead and get a... Okay, that would be... The problem with that is... I don't know. Okay, the problem with what I'm saying is, if you're saying that the machlokes is a machlokes that's limited to the case of digging the bore, so what was the Gra's Raya from Sif Zion? That's a different case. So maybe that case is different, but it's not such a problem because it's the same type of case. It's all cases where you're softening the ground with your vibrations. So that could be in the machlokes. Is that grama or biadayim? You know that there it's maybe the same basic shaita. When I do something in my yard and it sends vibrations into your yard, which softens your ground, is that grama or is that biadayim? It sounds like the Rashiva's Pilpusher. For those who recall the Rashiva's pushing ear, right? Remember the pushing ear Pilpusher?
Yeah, with the chickens.
The dill.
Could be. Are you sending, if you're sending vibrations into his chatzer, so that would probably be a dayim. But you could hear that it's more like a domino effect. I'm sending vibrations into the first piece of dirt, and the first piece of dirt pushes into the second piece of dirt, and the second piece of dirt pushes into the third piece of dirt, and that's how the vibrations get into your board.
Because the causal minemine, right? Like the, it's like that. So
But it's like a domino.
Pushing ear.
So if it's a domino effect, then you could hear that that's maybe a grammatica here today. You know, it's like, because it wasn't my vibrations that went into your chatzer. It was the dominoes effect of my vibration. So maybe that's where the machlekes is, the rush holes and the chuvus typhus of rush, that domino effect of vibrations with softened ground is only a grama diga gira delay. So chuvus of rush holes, it's direct gira delay. But it could be by other forms of everyone might agree it's real gira delay. Just we don't have to, it's just making our, I think it's just sticking to what we said yesterday, but just minimizing the machlokes a little bit, which probably makes it nicer. And it's just, instead of saying they're arguing every case of gira, and this nesivus, it tells you there's two gira delays, which I did not see until today, based on Hill of Pulling. So then it could be that that's the, you know, yesterday we saw that all gira delays are the same. So if all gira delays are the same, so if the Tavis of Rush says that this gira delays are abundant, that means all gira delays are abundant. But the Nesivus is clearly saying that not all gira delays are the same. So, okay, so then we don't have to say it by all gira delays. Okay. All right, I'm finished with this. I don't know if anyone has anything to say. Say, or hold your peace forever. Okay, so let's move on to that Bach, if you don't mind. If I can find it, I don't know what I did with it. I don't know where I put the Bach. I wanted to do the Bach. I just came running in from Sheva Brothers. I don't know what I did with the Bach.
Is this a Bach that we know about?
Yeah, I didn't send the Bath and then never
Drisha,
sent.
No, is that the Drisha?
Oh, the Drisha. I'm sorry, the Drisha.
Oh, okay, the Drisha. Yes.
I made a mistake. I just have to find it myself, and I just have to find the Drisha because we wanted to know. Yeah, I have the Drisha. Okay, the Drisha is going now. They were starting a brand new sugya, not a brand new sugya, but the Drisha. I made a mistake called the Bach. I meant the Drisha. A mistake. The Drisha is explaining Pshat and Taisvis. Right, so we're finished with the Taivis Arash. The Taivis Arash is Pshat and Taisvis. I think it's a nice Pshat and Taivis Arash, is that the digging is gira delay, but it's financially a small amount. So the Rabban and I are going to be makbin on it. But if it's going to bring about a big amount, so then we will be makbid because by ikra din we should be makbid because it's gira delay. So we can, Rabbanan are allowed to decide if they want to be makbid on gira delay or not, depending on how much it is. There's this gira delay, which is a Rabbanan gira delay, depending whether it's major or minor, will the Rabbanan decide if they want to be makbid on it. So if there's no water, it's minor. If there's going to be water, even though the water is not gira delay, but it still means that the digging is gira delay because the digging is major because it's a major hezek, because it's going to bring about the gira delay, a major hezek. So therefore, the Rabbanan would have a right, or would be, not right, they always have a right, but they would stand on the original Yiridilei Hezek of the digging. Right? That's how we wanted to read the Taivis Arash. According to that, Taivis Arash is saying that if you do by water, a bore without water alone, there's no harchak at all. And the Gra is telling us that Taivis holds that a bore without water, you have to be marchik less than three. And that's what the Gra, assuming the Bach agrees to that, the Grisha agrees to that, I don't know, assuming. But for some reason, when the water comes in, you have to be marchik more. So that's somewhat difficult. If you only be marchik for gira delay, and the gira delay is only obligates you for two, so why? Because there's water, you got to be marchik three. You don't have gira delay of three. You only have gira delay of two. Right? So that's, Taisus is somewhat difficult. So let's read this drisha. If people hopefully have the drisha. Where should we start? From the beginning. Okay, let's start from the beginning.
Yud Ches.
So the Torah says that even if there's just no water, you also have to marchik three tvachim. Right? That's what the Torah says. So that's not like the Taisus. It's not like the Shulchan Aruch either. So says the Drisha. Afilim chafar bor below ma'ayim. Ayim bebeis yosef shekosev, zeneshaino. Nira shalama came, midarmina begambara, time of the Rava, shum da amar eno samik, shum da amare, komara mara de kamachas kamar fin ara. How much we shim chafiris are archic? Abisho evi bisoko ma'ayim. In other words, the Gemara is mashma, that the harchaka is based on the digging. So therefore, it makes no difference if there's water or there's no water. In other words, the fact that Gemara didn't give a Sricha to Bor, it means the Gemara thought it was obvious that there's a Chiddush in Bor. So if Bor has no water, so then it's very good that there's a Chiddush in Bor. Chiddush in Bor, there's no water. But if Bor has water, so then why the Gemara should have given a Sricha. So. Vitamali. Hado Koswa Taivis Reish Perek Lo Yachor. Adam. Bor some of the Baruch Shavero. So I'm sorry, the Yakbar Adam Bor some of the Baruch Shavero. That's the parrot. But I'll see if it on Baruch. Okay. Yesh Lama the Kohani Ard is Bomaya. Time is Shem Suntuk, the Mina Gemara. Tame the Re, Armina Gemara, Gomara Mars, the Gomoklis, Mokis. Bomber Reed, the Comer, and Shem Yoder Shah Mask, or Hesek. Kishki Hesek, Abele, Giri Delay. Mode, Rab Yos.
Yes.
Yeah. Umio. Ilam Yishem Maya, the boy Archaka Gimot Vachim. Ad Kanoshin Atosis. Because that cost of Amordechai Shalom, Paragla Yach, for Stam, Beni Chodek. Then Gay Yeshit, well, Ech Yukla Rabbeinu Adin Stam. Now, how does the tour, assuming he's a Rabbeinu, I assume he's a tour, the Din Stam, Beni Shem Chodek, Neged Stam Tosis, Shem Ri. In other words, Enochinami, the Mashmos of the Gemara is Mashman like the Tur, but the Taisus and the Mordechai didn't learn the Gemara that way. So where do they the Tur come to Paskin, not like Taisus and the Mordechai? So Rav Nosson Meltzer told us already that the Ramban disagreed with Taisus, right? Right, Nosson, you told us that. I think so.
We know there's a shita We know that there's a shita like that. The shaila is,
don't know. Why does it? Don't know. I don't know. How do you know? They did to the Shurama, she was a different shita. But I think that's what Rabbi Melch said. That the Rambam disagreed.
But the Drisha himself is only asking,
right.
Why does he mention a Yesh Cholkin? Which means he's accepting the fact that there is such a shita. But even if there's such a shita, why don't you at least mention Taisvah? So why don't you bring the Mordechai?
I agree. In other words, he doesn't, in this piece, he didn't mention this, the shita that argued, but okay. But his problem is,
could have been Rashi.
B'dishim Chodek, Neged Stam Taisvah Rebu, who Poshe Gavgen and Mordechai. Okay, I do not know for sure if the Drisha knew there were other Rishayim, or he didn't know. I don't know. Okay. Okay. What's a little bit even more funny is this: the Beis Yosef second verse. This was the Beis Yosef's first raya. I mean, I know if does the Ramban bring both of these two rayas that the Beis Yosef brought. Anyone remember who saw the Ramban? I don't think the Ramban only mentions the first raya. So it's like funny. You know, even if he's bringing, saw the Ramban, it's one thing to bring the raya that the Ramban brought from Kol Mara Umara. Okay, Tavis doesn't hold to that raya. Tavis himself was bothered by that raya, and Tavis had to come up with a daichik. The Ramban that wasn't gairis that daichik. But the second raya, the Beis Yosef, you see from Tavis, he doesn't even consider it a raya. Tavis doesn't even gairis it. Tavis doesn't discuss it. But okay. Anyway, yeah. All right, let's go further. L'chein nire l'ani is daiti. Okay, gamma or kol kashniya shekod meizel the teimani or behedrik kod atayi shal trikul to the board. Okay, chein nire l'ani is daiti. The what's that abbreviation? The the mash
kasav.
That resh is a kav, not a resh. I have in my photocopy is not clear. Maybe I have a resh mash. That is the mash kasav. I feel him chafer bor b'domayim that your chayiv three tefachim. The Torah wrote that. Ratzalamar she'ain amayim tefiyim miyad. Achar tefi rasa.
No him.
What?
No,
I'm sorry. Okay, you are right.
No, I have a different print. It's not that I.
No, but it happens to be right into it. Just in my eyes aren't so good. That's it. I read it, put it together. I see. Fidem choyver bor b'domayim. It's a shena mayim noivim yad. Acher chafiraso. There's a water that doesn't come right away. And acher gachlis kames sham mayim v'meak shamim. In other words, so the drisha, it's a tremendously radical drisha, is, you know, like Yeshiva used to say sometimes that if I would say this, they would throw me out of the yeshiva. You know, the Torah says beferish im choifer bor below mayim, and especially since the Ramban holds that way, so Poshe Pshat, the Torah is quoting the Ramban, so he goes and he says no, that the Torah meant, hold them in case. The Torah meant that there is water. He calls it below Mayim. He means below Mayim Noivim. Right? It's a tremendous, okay, the Drisha is allowed to do that, but it's very radical. So he says, below Mayim Noivim Yad, but it comes later. Mimek Shamim. Mishom the Sauka Dayat Aminim. Even then, a mayim born miyad, lo ave gira delay b'shas kriya sabur. And if the water doesn't come right away, then it's not gira delay. The eights are the harchik rav yosi, the kaimelim kavose, The time Kimasha Kozua Tysis. Kivan decides so for high board a hochi avida. But apparently that's important. This kabes besoichomayim. And then so it's like a psik resha that water is going to come because that's the purpose. I don't know if it's a psik resha, but that's what you want. That's what you're mechavim for because it's made for that. Bahashta bechafiroso. Call Mara Mara Marfanara. The digging is Maranara. So there's two things. Water is meant to come later. And call Mara Mara is weakening the ground now. Nimsa Shahezek Maskil Miyan. The Hezek starts now. The high Rifyon Karka. Goyrev Shemetunta Damaya Shiyavo Akarkach. The high boar. Mazigabor, because the hezek starts now. Why? The high ripyan karka, the ripyan of the karka is goyreim shemitunta de maya sheyavo arka got by bor mazik leboiro.
And is he saying that water is
let me finish with reading it. The ave shaper.
That's right. I have a shopping gear delay.
Yeah, but I just lost my eyes. I lost the place.
Aye.
I'm sorry. Nimsa Shahezek Masamiyah, the high Rifyan Karga Gershom, Tunda, the Maya, Jevo Akara, the high boar, Mazik, the Bairo, the Ave Shopper gear delay. Okay.
The water.
Dayak Ralashan Rabbeinu, Shakotav. Avido im chover bor below mayim. Then I'll call the Avido leka mayim. Shmami neid the hokli kamer. Avido ois the chafira shelo ar de mayim. Kamamu ha shelo bo ha mayim lichwach. Avido lecheser.
Lichaleach.
Kaleach. Miyad. Az choas chafira so. Okay. So what in the world is this svara? I'm digging a hole. It's called Mara Mara. That alone, if there be no water, I wouldn't have to marchik so much. I only have to marchik a little bit. Now comes along, the water comes later. But it's meant for water to come. The water comes later. The water does hasik. The water, the chayr, is not gira delay. The water is coming later. Can't be gira delay.
Well, maybe it's an extension. Now,
the water could be gira delay, but the water coming later can't be gira delay. Chayra.
Can you extend them and say this is a half and that's a half, and the water is an extension of the vibrations created by the beginning part. So it's one hezek really.
The water becomes.
How does the water, I mean, the giri delay, the chayr is over, and then it's something else. It's one hezek, but what, I mean,
it's one hezek, where the beginning first half is giri delay.
What?
The softening of the ground is what's letting the water pass through. So it's as if the softening of the ground is carrying the water, even though it's not. It's kilu. The water is being mitzarif. It's riding on that rifyan akarka. It's riding on it. Right. So that gira delay is carrying the water, so to speak.
I'm not sure I hear this svara. Let me see that.
When he says the happy shopper gira delay, is that going on the water or that's going on the chafira?
That's what I don't know.
Well, he said it just before. He already said before gira delay. So Avishapir is saying it again.
He already said. Okay, so I don't. The question is, what in the world is he saying here? It's hard to say that the water is gira delay. The water comes 5 months later. He dug in the summer, and there's no rainwater to the winter. We're in Eretz Yisrael, there's no rain in the summer. DNA.
It's mashma. Without the chafira, the water would not get through. That's what it's mashma.
So it's a grama. I'm gurain the water, but how you can say it's gira delay?
The water, maybe it's grama, but the chafira itself. Yeah, if someone was digging around my house, and the digging did nothing, but now because of that digging, if there's an earthquake, it's gonna my house is gonna collapse. If there would be no earth, if not for the digging, my house would not collapse. Now with the digging, my house will collapse because of that. That digging itself by itself is a hezek already.
Okay, so we have a machloikas. I hear. In other words, I love machloikasim. So we have two.
I thought we were trying to minimize them.
No. Between the guys in the shir, I like. So we have two different versions in shir of what the Krisha is saying. We have to read it inside. The first group of people are saying that the Drisha is saying that somehow or another, it's since it's one long Maisa Hezek. So if the beginning is considered Giri delay, so the water is also considered Giri delay. That was the first suggestion. The second suggestion is that no, the water has no shaykhus to gira delay, and enochinami, I'm not chayiv on the water, but I'm chayiv for the digging. But the word is, they say, well, the digging doesn't cause good big hazik, since the digging is going to cause the water to come in. So the digging itself is a very big hazik. You made my boar susceptible to water. So that's a tremendous hezek. You made my board, like you said, you made it susceptible to an earthquake. You know, I know there's going to be water going to come, and you made my board susceptible to that. So you did a tremendous hezek because you made it susceptible to water. And so the gear delays only the digging, not the water. Right? Those are the two versions that we have in Shir. Right.
Why would the greatness make it more Giri delay? Giri delay isn't Giri delay a dinin connected to the person? So, right. So what you difference? What the volume? What's the difference of the size of the hezek in terms of making it Giri delay? Giri delay is a dinin how connected it is to the person. How big the damage is.
No. So you did a vibrations. The vibrations did a certain amount of immediately softening the ground a little bit. That softening the ground, if there's no water, if you're three tefachim away, that softening the ground is not going to cause any major problem because it's such a small softening the ground.
Was it Giri delay?
I guess, but it's not going
to. Yeah, but it's not hazard.
If you don't care. Why do I care that your ground's a drop softer? But if you're one tefach away, that's already a serious problem because you're making my ground and one tefach a lot soft. But when you're three tefachim away, my ground only gets microscopically softer, and microscopically softer is irrelevant. Nothing's going to happen because of that. But since we know that in a year from now, it's going to pour, it's going to rain, and then that because the ground is microscopically softer, the rain's going to go in. So now that making the ground microscopically softer is a serious pigam to me. So I'm only being mechayiv on making the wall a microscopic softer, you know, for the giri delay. But the question is that it has to be a hezek, right? That's what he said, Sandy. It has to be a hezek. And if there's no water, it's not a hezek because it's softer. Who cares if it's a drop softer? It's a difference that doesn't make for a difference.
If we say that pshat, wouldn't those last four words be more appropriate if it said "Vahavas shapir hezek chashav"?
Okay, so excuse me, you're ahead of us. I said over the two pshatim. Now we read over the words inside. And we'll see if we think they both fit into the words. Let's give a chance. But those are the two pshatim, right? I don't know. I know someone has a third shot, and then we'll try and see. But okay. So let's read again.
I looked at it as a little bit of a third shot. I don't know why.
Yeah, third shot. Good.
I just thought, like, we have, you know, we always say that I think the marshal is like Isha Mishim Chitzai. So if somebody would shoot the bow, every time you put an arrow in, right, that becomes, you know, even though he shot the bow, you know, a little while ago, but every time he reloaded it, it's all part of that Maisa. I don't think it's the second shot or the first shot that Rebbe just said, because what we're saying is that it's Giri delay, because every single time something comes up, it's attributable to you. In other words, you start the process, you pull the trigger. Every bolt that goes in, you can't say it's not Giri delay. That's what we hold. That's Giri delay.
Oh, I only pulled the trigger to soften the ground.
But that's a trigger. I only pulled the trigger because I wanted no bullets. But Lemaisi put bullets inside. Every time it's a bullet, we look at that connection as we can't, that arrow with Isha Mishum Chitza. That I'm just saying.
Isha Mishum Chitza is like what you're saying is kind of a din of Kaicha Kigufai. Kaicha Kigufai is different than saying.
I'm saying it's a tribute. It's a
Isha Mishum Chitza. Isha Mishum Chitza is a different part.
I don't know. I'm just saying. It's your arrows. That's what I'm trying to say. Even though it's a wave, it's your arrows. Every time the water goes in, it's because it's mamish that digging. Now you're just putting ammo inside. So the water is the ammo. That's the mice of gear delay that we see the gear delay. It's almost like both are gear delay. It's not that this one or that one. It's both a gear delay. Now it's tropical gear delay.
Okay, I hear that. The question is, I mean, in our type, as he mentioned, the point that's a haschala.
That's the trigger, exactly. Well, that's a trigger to say that anything, any bullet that goes in, you pull the trigger.
Okay, all right. Let me read it. I hear. So we got three shots in. Okay.
I know that.
The more the merrier. Let's try again to see the lashon. So he says the Iker Malachim nearly is Daiti. The Masha calls a Philip Hyper Borbid Omayim. Rad Salamar Shein Amayim Noivim Miyad. Achar Chafirasa. Apparently, if the water would be Noivim Miyad, so that's Pashit, that's Gira delay. Because that's right, that's already directly connected to my digging. And Akar Kachnis Kabbish Shamayim, he makes Shaman. We show him the Saka Taitam Renan. Kivin Jaina Mayim, born the Yad. Lo Havi Gira Delay. Bishas Kaf Kriya Sabar. You would have said, since the water is not there, it's not Gira Delay. The Aids are the Archic, Rav Yoisi, the Kaimim Kavose. The time of even the size of high board, the board is made for that. I just don't know why you need that. This kabe is with Mayim, and others. I don't know why you need a Hokli Avida. You just need that. It's going to happen. And as what if I made the bore for some other purpose? But on my side, no water is going to go in there because
maybe it could mean that.
Vida means that that's what happens, or
that's what's going to happen. We know that this bore is going to have water in it.
Okay, I thought Achli Avida means that's why you made it.
But I mean, a pastness, I would read it that way, but also I was wondering why is that needed, the Ratzon.
Yes. He says, I didn't know it's going to happen. Well, he can't.
The question is, you're saying it's a scientific fact. If there's a pit in the ground, you get water goes into it. So you made a hole for whatever reason you made your hole. So you know for sure water's going to go in. So that's what you want to say. The Okia Vida means not that that's why you made it, but that's what it does. That's how bores work.
It's what's a chiddush.
Flachi Kaima is. It's okay. If Avida means that's why it's made.
I understand that. That's what we all agree that that's what the words mean. The question is how Do you think it's a translated differently? That's the question. So, okay, I don't know. So kimida saif saif I board a hoki avida this cabbage beside homayim. The hashta bakafira so called mara mara marchana ara. Now what you're digging. Every mara mara swapping the ground. Nimsa shahezik masko miyad. The hezik, which hezik? Nimsa, does he mean Nimsa the hezek of the water or the hezek maskal miyad? The high rithyon karka, goyreim shemitunta the maya shiyabo akagapa high boar, maskal the boar. The high rithyon ara karka, goyreim shemitunta the maya shiyabo akagapa high boar, maskal the boar. Again. Nimsa shehezek masko miyad. The high rifyon karga goyrein shemitunta demaya shevarcha by boar mazik lebayro. That's goyrein. The other thing, the have a shopper give it delay. Okay, so what do you people think? Which way is mashma, or they're all good?
I agree that according to me, the hezek ma is maschil is a little shver. It should be a hezek na samiyat, because we're talking about a hezek that was already done. We care about the mayim because we need the mayim, so this should be a hezek. But really, at the end of the day, when we're making him being marchik, it's because of the hezek that was done already.
In other words, let's say we were making him pay. So, you know, that we would make him pay because you caused a hezek that you made my ground worse, my boar worse less. We're not going to make him pay anymore when the water comes and the water doesn't come, right? That's what you're saying. Right now, let's say the guy did it. And the din is you have to pay for the hezek. So the amount that we make him pay is not relevant whether the water came or not, because you're not chayev for the water. You're chayev for making my boar susceptible for water. So whether water comes later or not, in other words, you know, we're not charging him more when the water comes. Right? In other words, that's just, I'm just agreeing with this. I'm just dramatizing it. You know, if you take him to court right before the water comes and Bezdin charge him $50, and then for some reason he doesn't pay yet, and then the water comes, you don't charge him more. Because the way you set it up, the hezek is that you swapped in my ground and made it susceptible to water. That was a hezek I did.
Yeah, that's a hezek that you did at that point. The hezek, if the water comes, is Rabbi Yossi going to be chayev on such a hezek or not? Is that
that's not giving it away?
Okay, so if it's not
according to you, I'm saying in your pshat, the water coming later is not to me.
No, it's not going to be gira delay, and in such a situation, Rabbi Yosef is not mechayev, he's not going to be chayev in that.
Right, so I'm saying, so that's just dramatizing what you said. So the hezek masko is not so perfect. You're not so perfect. That is true. Now, also Tysus, it's not just the, Tysus said that too, right? Tysus said, where is it? Tysus says, no kamar enishaba isa shah masko a hezek. It's kivin the tchilas a hezek avigiri delay. Right? In other words, the drisha is saying that this is what Tysus meant. So it's a little hard also to read that into Tysus. David says, shaba isa shah masko a hezek. The key in the tchilas hezek have a gira delay. The oisa shor maso a hezek. Even the tchilas a hezek have a gira delay. Yeah, it happens to be a very good shot. But I agree with you that the other fits so nicely in the lashon.
Can we say another diuk in the? Perhaps there's another diuk here, because it says nimtza shahahezek matchil miyad. The hezek starts right away, and then he continues the hayrifin kakagor shem shemesunta d'maya sheyava achakach behay bar mazik leboyroi. It's the mesunta that's mazik. When he says ha-hezek, the damage is referring to the mazik that he refers at the end, which is mesunta. So it's the water that's the mazik.
Okay, it's not necessarily. Nimzachahezek ma'asu miyad. The mazik leboyroi. As according to Sandy, there's two hezek. There's this hezek that you made the board susceptible to water, and there's a hezek that the water is actually doing. So it's two hezek. You know, he doesn't necessarily say it's the same hezek. This is a hezek maskil miyad, because you made my board susceptible to water. And then when the water comes, the water is mazik the board, a different hezek, which I'm not chayiv on. But the even also the lashon
is talking about two different
delay is a little funny and sandy too, because if the mara is a whole thing, so of course it's of course the gira delay. It's like he said, "Time to go to hyper the kind of the crashing up in there and hyper of it." The Hashem and Afira the Komara Mara Marfa Ara Nipsa Jahezek Maskal Miyad Maskal Miyad Babi Shabri. So, do you mean Babi Shabri Giri delay? Like, that's an understatement because it's a Hezek Maskal Miyad. Okay, I don't know. It's not. I have to agree with Sandy on both points. I agree with him that his chat's a very nice chat. It sounds very mistabra. And I also agree with him that it's not so mashma in the lashon, not in Typhus's lashon, and not in the Drisha's lashon. Why they didn't say it, I don't know. Sounds like such a good shot. You know, some region should have said it. You know? But they don't seem like they're saying it. I don't know. Okay, so what could be a different shot? I don't hear so well the other pshatim. So what are the different pshatim? So let's take one at a time. So the second shot, which if two people said, was that it's like a one long Maisa Hezek. So if the beginning is Giri delay, so the end is it goes after the beginning. It's contained. I don't know what that svar exactly is. Since I'm starting the Hezek, and it's all one long Maisa.
As long as the beginning is considered gira delay, that's all you need. That's the chiddush of Tos.
What kind of svar is that? Why should that be?
Well, that's Tos chiddush.
Is that what you're saying? Because as long as the beginning is gira delay, or you're saying maybe this is what Shmuel is saying, is that once the beginning is gira delay, so the whole thing is considered gira delay.
Saying the water is
the mayim. The end part is mayim, and mayim is not giri delay.
Okay, so the people are saying two different ways. Again, you still got more. In other words, you're saying that as long as the beginning is giri delay, even though the end is not, And the
right,
other
and that's the finish of Tosfos.
And other people are saying is that since the beginning is Gira Delay, and it's all one entity, so you define the whole thing by the beginning. So that to say, Vahave Shaper Gira Delay means the entire thing is defined as Gira Delay, because it's one long Maisa Hezek. And the beginning of this Maisa Hezek is Gira Delay. Therefore, that defines, we can define the entire one, the entire thing with the shame Gira Delay.
Right? That becomes, the Matunta becomes bullets. That's what I'm saying.
I say the Mitzunta is riding on the Chetz. The Mitzunta is riding on his Giri.
But the Giri itself becomes
Giri.
The Mitzunta is riding on the Giri. It's a little hard to hear. The Giri is over, and the
Giri is the whole. The Giri is the whole, or the passage. The way
is
the
vibrations. I'm sending out vibrations. The vibrations Rifyai soften the ground.
If I shoot an actual chetz and I make a bar of a marksman, so you're gonna say that therefore 6 months later and mamash a chetz, not mishum chetz, I blow up a bar with a shot. So you're gonna say that from Shemayim 6 months later the rain rides on the chetz.
That's how it got in. How to get it? How to get through? How to get through?
I mean, I used a grenade. I blasted open a bar. So now what? So now
is that grenade Gira Delay?
Yeah, of course. So now anything that comes,
know.
No matter now,
if
Yanko
three. If you turn on a fan and any fire that goes in front of it now in a campfire, any single person who any time. If you know there are fires that come and by, when you turn that fan on, every single fire that comes there, you're the haskalah, and every fire is a bullet. I don't know what those are.
Okay, you people can all argue. I don't know. I'm not so convinced of any chat. That's the truth.
Rabbi, I just want to say that the Maisa, we have a Tosfos Rosh on the other side who says it's not Kuli High, right? Because he looks at it, right, from the other vantage point. So, what?
He disagrees. In other words, I'm saying, Shmuel, in your case, when you have the fan and the fire, that's unfair because the fan is constantly blowing and it's constantly blowing the fire. So that I hear. You created a fan which is constantly blowing, so it's blowing the fire. But here,
maybe we could see it in Lundus. In Lundus, we could see it. Maybe in Lundus, we could see it.
It's over. I sent vibrations. The vibrations stopped. All and they did whatever they did, and then they stopped. Now a new thing comes along, and there's water.
The water has to connect to those vibrations, otherwise the water does nothing.
It's somewhat hard to hear. So to say because because of the fan is different. Fan is because, of course, my fan is blowing the fire. Because, yeah, the fan is, but here, my Gira Delay is not blowing the water. It's over.
But maybe the water has to connect to softening or more ground. So when water, it's almost like a formula. When water connects to a mara ground, it's like connecting to a fan because that mara that I did is almost like it's still going in the ground because the water now is effective. Before, if I didn't do the mara, the water is nothing. It's the water is now alive. It's a festa mayim to be a mazik because of the mara. So we look at it, maybe it's longish, but we look at it like it's going, like it's there. You can't get rid of it.
Doesn't the Gemara talk about Kolulei Chitzav, where it's talking about where the fire started, there was a wall, and then the wall came down afterwards? So it's Kolulei Chitzav, which is mashma that if the Chetz could go through, if the fire could go through, then it's Chetz. So the wall coming down allows the chetz to go through.
You know, you bring your raya to Shmuel. What are you doing?
I'm trying to prove that the hole in the ground against him.
I don't know. I lost Cheshbon. I thought you were against him. Now you bring it right to him.
Usually against me.
First of all, we're closer than the other pshat. We're closer together. I think that the pshat that it's going, that the water, the arrow's carrying the water, is more similar to the bullet pshat than the other pshatim that we said. But the idea that the hole in the ground, the rifyon of the karka, is allowing the water to go through, that makes the hole connected to the water. It makes the water, I call it riding on the chetz, riding on the hole.
Okay, I don't know. I had trouble hearing that svara. Just there are Nosson Meltzer has a different shot that he's saying. I think that's what he's saying. Maybe is that it's not connected. It's not, the water is not here today at all. But we view it as one law, as one, since A caused B, so they become one nicer. And the Meta, once the beginning is Gira Delay, the whole thing gets the chisrainus of Gira Delay. It's like if I'm buying a ticket with my JetBlue credit card, which I don't have, so then all my friends get suitcases also because they go, I got me. So everyone, I push, I schlep everyone along with me. If I get a schus, so everyone else gets the same schus because we're connected. So if the I think, is that what am I saying over you right, Rabbi Meltzer? I hope so.
I think so. Sounds good.
At the beginning is Gira Delay. And now anything that's connected to that beginning, because that's the haskalah that has it. And the other thing is that it's connected.
Rebbe, I thought we said that in places. And Rebbe, I thought that's places. Right. I know, but that's the Rishas Mechadish in places, not like that shot. He's adding on that the other part, that's what I thought. That's why he's getting all the Arichas, is to take away. Don't look at the Pashtas of places, like Rebbe Meltzer is saying, but rather he's upgrading it. That's what I thought the whole point of the Drisha is. Otherwise, I could just read Tysus. The whole point of the Drisha is to upgrade.
The point of the Drisha is just to say, if I can't, Bajib Shana is not, why should the Drisha change Shana Typhus? There's no reason.
He's not changing. He's just giving up his words.
There's no reason why the Drisha, just for the record, there's no reason why the Drisha would be motivated to change Shana Typhus. Because all the Drisha wants to do is to be doichek the lashon of the Torah. And when the Torah said there's no water, the Torah just meant there's no water, the Shas Maisa. And there's a Havamina that in that case is not Gira Delay, because only when you have water, the Shas Maisa is Gira Delay. Because when you have water, Shas Maisa, then I agree with everyone's Svara that the water is being carried by the Gira Delay. So that he's saying that if I only had water, the Shas Maisa, then for sure it's Gira Delay, because the vibrations carry the water. But then the water is not the Shas Maisa, so Pashas is not Gira Delay. Kamash Malan, even in that case. But whatever Pshat and Taisus is, there's absolutely no reason why the Drisha should change Pshat and Taisus from the Pashtas. There's no reason why the Drisha would do that.
Maybe it brings it closer to Taisus Arash. Maybe it brings it closer. Maybe it brings it
right, but that's more. But that's not his agenda. He's not, his agenda is only to miyashay the Loshen of the Tour. So, okay.
That's it.
Pasha Pshat, if this is Stamal, the Drisha understood Taisus. It's not because of what he wrote here, he changed Shan and Taisus. There's no reason for him to do that.
What's his whole Arichas for? Just say that. That's it.
How are you Pshat and Taisus? Because it's Shver and Taisus.
What are we saying? What are we saying more? What is Rabbi Meltzer saying more than Taisus Lashon?
So he's giving Hasber and Taisus too. He's allowed to do, you know, there's a Drisha is giving Hezber and Taisus. I mean, I'm just saying, why if you according to you that the Drisha understood Shah and Taisus, so what's there's no mitzvah for him to say a different shot than Taisus. What for? Stop to argue with Taisus. His whole objection to the Beis Yosef is why are you arguing with Taisus? The objection to the Torah, why argue with Taisus? So why should he argue with Taisus? Just say Parshat Shot like Taisus.
Maybe by saying this is what Taisus means, it brings things closer. I don't know.
This is how he always learned Shot and Taisus. He just means Masrit for us. Okay, I don't know. The Maisa, there's a lot of arichas and people saying Shot is Drisha. Different people saying different things. Rav Nosson told us that there's a Rav Nochem on it.
Yeah, Rav Nochem has a very nice whole pilpul shir on whether it's alamasik naharchik, alanizik naharchik. Yes. He has a chiddushdik way of learning Rav Yosef Gary Delay.
Yeah, but I think he also explains the drisha, no? Where the
Taisa. Yeah, he wants to say. I think he's saying this in the drisha.
I did not really fully understand what he's saying. I'm sorry, but I don't understand him. There's also a beer of a Yudim Shan the Drisha, I think, not sure, maybe not, I don't remember. They're definitely in one of the, you know, if not the Yudim Madura, you know, this is already a few times we're learning the same thing over and over again. So there's different versions. Yudim was printed.
Maybe it's in the Ksav Yad. Maybe Ksav Yad will have exactly which.
It could be it's in the Ksav Yad. But okay, anyway, different shot there. I don't know. The truth is I am a little bit unclear. The Svara that I hear the easiest is Sandy's Svara. But it's and I agree with Sandy, it doesn't fit into the Lashon. The other Svaras are a little hard. But okay, I don't know. The little hard doesn't mean he's not saying them. Okay, it depends on whether you like, you know, sort of like it gets into our Hashkafa. Do we go with the nice Svara? And then daychek the lashon, or do we go with the lashon and be daychek the svara? I don't know. Well,
the drisha went with the svara.
What?
The drisha went with the svara here.
No, well, the question is in the drisha. I'm saying the drisha, the reading of the drisha.
You're reading the Torah.
If we said the drisha like Sandy, then I think we have a very simple svara, but it's daychek in the lashon of the drisha.
Drisha read the Torah, he prioritized the Svar.
Oh, okay.
That's fair.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, but I'm going to stop here. I think, I don't know if I want to continue with this tomorrow. Today's Wednesday, so next week we're going, we'll go weiter. So I think we should go weiter and